Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, agriculture is not your field specifically, but you do certainly become familiar with it, you know, what you do. So,
yes.
I'm going to ask you about army worms.
Yes, and that's one of the things, you know, I think we maybe touched on it a few years ago, one time talking together, and they come towards the end of summer, in the beginning of fall when the cool weather kind of starts coming in, mm-hmm. and they can be very, very destructive to hay fields, to,
yeah.
you know, they can just really, you can wake up one morning and your front yard's gone or your pasture's gone.
Yeah, and it is destructive to agriculture specifically, and that is a big concern. We're really not trying to reach farmers specifically, but they're going to know a lot about this. I think it may be more homeowners,
right.
with their lawns.
Yes.
And
so the armyworms, they are kind of a little caterpillar type thing. They're green with little either brown or black spots, and you can kind of identify them by an upside down Y on their head area.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the larva form, and so when they turn into the moth, you'll see the moths kind of flying around if you pay attention in the evenings there, you'll kind of see them. And so you want to make sure that if you're seeing that you get on top of it, because once you see one or two, you've got them everywhere.
Mm,
and says, you really want to address the issue.
Yeah, this I should say that Sarah has shared an article on this, Fall Army Worms on the March Across Texas, on the Raines County AgriLife,
yes.
Facebook page, so you can see this for yourself. But if you see, and the article says, if you see more than three or more caterpillars per square foot, mm-hmm. then you've got a big problem.
Got a problem, yes.
Yeah, and you all are getting a lot of calls about
this? We are, you know, and this was one of those things that at certain points of the year, every year, like we got a lot of calls in Hunt County, we get a lot of calls in Raines County, and so it really does affect this area. You know, there's the droughts in other parts of the state have really kind of helped those areas, but here we're seeing a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. And what to do about them?
What to do about them is, you know, once you've seen them, you've got a problem, and they usually move so fast. If you can catch them when they're early, and put out a pesticide and find a pesticide that has a growth inhibitor so that you are addressing the issue of the present larvae as well as those that will hatch shortly. And so you want to make sure that you're treating that. But it is something that you're really going to have to stay on top of, and as soon as you see something, you want to get out there and get treatment on it.
Okay. We've had a bit more rain this summer than we might ordinarily, so that
right.
also contributes to it. Yeah.
Yes.
And you say you're also having aphid
calls. Yes, we
have
lots of aphid calls lately. You know, about a week or so ago in the air, you could almost see like it was snowing, and it's like, no, it's not snowing in August here yet. But if you notice white spots on the back of your leaves of trees or plants, those are usually a woolly aphid, and they just kind of suck the moisture right out of that plant and can kill it.
Yeah, says they're particularly damaging to, or they are prevalent with crepe myrtle, jasmine, flowering almond, which I'm not familiar with, gardenia, hibiscus, hydrangea, oaks, oleander, peach, pear, pecans, so on.
Yes.
So a lot of different plants and trees.
Yeah, and so one of the things that if you see a lot of them, you can kind of get not necessarily a high-powered power washer, but some sort of a nozzle on your...
Yeah.
Hose that can kind of spray them off.
Really?
And that kind of can wash them off.
Sure. Okay, good. So we just have a minute or so left here. I'm going to throw this one at you.
Okay.
About, you put a thing up about, it's called Step It Up. But it's just the point that, we all know this, but that sitting thing.
Yes.
You don't want to sit for too long,
right.
do you? And so many people do.
And we have such a sitting down culture in so many of our aspects of life now. You know, many of us work behind a desk,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting all day long before you don't, or if you're driving in a car, if you drive, it is very important to get up, move around, try to get in some movement, standing up at least once an hour. You know, if you have to set an alarm, that keeps your body,
yep.
moving properly.
Yep.
And you know, if we're sitting down, you're not burning as many calories, you're not using your muscles, and your body kind of gets
mm-hmm.
out of it just standing up is what you need to make sure that you're not sitting
right. You need to get up off the chair quite frequently. Your article that you put up there said we need 150 minutes of moderate physical activity a week. That's about 2.5 hours, but only 20% of people achieve
that.
Well,
and you know, and it's been hard the past year and a half or so, but it is something that and really, if moderate activity can be something that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be. I try to avoid the word exercise often because people, you say that and a lot of people just turn it right off.
That's right.
You know, you think about our society, even like watching television. A few decades ago, you actually had to physically stand up and go turn the knob. Now it's just a remote. And so
that's
there's
right.
so many things that are surrounded in our lives that we don't have to actually move for. And so you have to make a conscious effort to get that movement in.
I read an article, this is many, many years ago, and a lot of people know who Herschel Walker is, the great football player, which while he was watching TV, when the commercial would come on, then he'd get up and do some push-ups and do some sit-ups. So there's something there when that commercial comes on, that's an opportunity to get up.
Sure, yeah, and you know, that can be something that you can turn into some family activities. You know,
right.
if you're watching something, pick a word, and if they say a word, do an activity.
Yeah.
So there are lots of ways you can kind of incorporate that into your, you know,
great idea.
I know, you know, you work all day, you get home, you just want to sit, but it is really important to make sure that you, for yourself, move, but then also instill those ideas into your children so that they kind of form those habits of movement.
Yeah. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us again.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.